Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
That is quite a mouthful of a title. You cover a lot of bases, you wear a lot of hats, and you've got something kind of interesting coming up that you're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we sure do, and yeah, some days those hats fit better than others. But,
I hear that.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of passion for a lot of those things, so it really is a good fit. And one of the items that we have coming up, it is not necessarily an extension or a 4-H item, but I will be presenting there, and I do think that this is a good opportunity for 4-H'ers in the area. We have the 5th annual Linn County Youth Prospect Sale coming up. And this prospect sale is an opportunity for youth, be it 4-H or FFA or somebody just looking to buy maybe some breeding prospect animals, to pick up a sheep, goat, or hog for the upcoming spring show and Linn County Fair, but any county fairs. And so we have a lot of producers in Linn and Miami County and surrounding areas that are producing show stock, and this is a good opportunity for them to bring them to one location and have one sale for our 4-H and FFA members to come and possibly pick up a prospect for the upcoming fair season. And this sale takes place March 18th at the Linn County Fairgrounds in Mountain City. And the barns open at 9:30, and at 10:30, I will be giving a livestock talk to the crowd, and then our sale will start at 11 a.m. And we have various consigners. We have Castle Show Pigs, Triple Play Show Pigs, McAlexander Livestock, Walnut Creek War Groat, the Boys Club Lamb and Goat, Lazy H Show Pigs, Gillespie Show Stock, Seaman Club Lambs, Haven Show Stock, Thunder Boar Goat, Browning Boar Goat, Car Farm Boar Goats, Warrior Farms, and CS Show Pigs. So we have a lot of different consigners that are coming, and they will bring some outstanding show prospects. There will also be a concession stand and some awesome raffle items. And so this is just a good opportunity for people to come together and get to see some different sheep, goats, and hogs in one place and have an opportunity to bid on them. And we have a lot of local consigners, like I said. And those consigners are primarily from Linn and Miami County, but we have expanded to add some Anderson and Franklin, some other counties in there as well. So we do have a Facebook page. It's called Linn, which is L-I-N-N, County Youth Prospect Sale. If you go check out their Facebook page, you can see more information. There's pictures of some of the animals that will be consigned. And you can also send them a message with any questions that you may have. And so I'd love to tell you what I'm planning to talk about on March 18th, but I feel that I have a little bit of time to get that together. And so I'm trying to get a horse bidding team registered and get some month-end stuff going. And so hopefully next week I'll pin down what my topic will be. But each year I've talked about something different. I've talked about scrapie tags. I've talked about you've bought a new animal and this is your first time. Now what? So those are some of the items that I've talked about in the past, and it'll probably be something similar, just something to help the youth maybe that are getting their animals purchased to have an idea of what to expect when they get home. So if you're not busy on March 18th and you're in the market for a spring show prospect or a county fair prospect, I invite you to come out, and the sale starts at 11 at the Linn County Fairground.
That sounds cool. And even if you're not currently in the market for such a thing, it sounds like it'd be good practice to just walk through and get an idea of, okay, the configuration of this animal compared to this one, getting a little practice on judging the different animals before you buy or before you're even thinking about buying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's a great place also to connect with some of the breeders that are close by for future years, too.
Ooh, and connect with some of the people who have sheep, so maybe I can buy some fleece. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
No.
Don't tell my husband. He thinks I have enough. All right, well, that is definitely one to mark the calendars for. Thank you for letting us know. And whatever you talk about, you've always brought something interesting to the table. I'm sure your next talk is going to be a good one. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Audrey.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.